This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, good morning. Happy Saturday to you. This is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Auto Flex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Good morning, Dallas.
Larry with us as always.
Good morning.
And I am Sybil. Hello, hello. You are the Tolos and you can reach us 877-881-1053. That's the Auto Flex Leasing fan text. And also that's the number where you can call us or you can call Auto Flex at 10 o'clock. The numbers are...
any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234, if you're out of the area. As always, autoflex.com, where you can go right now, if you'd like to, and see all of the great cars we have for sale in the pre-owned side. And remember, we lease all makes and models, new cars. So if you're thinking about a new car for you or maybe for your business, great number to call. Any local area code, and then 234-1234.
You might want to get a new car off this list because J.D. Power just came out with their latest list of quality brands.
Okay, so you got to sort of couch this in that this is the initial quality list. So this is the first 90 days. And anybody that ever owned an old Camaro knows that the first 90 days was heaven. And then after that, it was not exactly heaven.
So it's a little bit like dating.
It is. Yeah, you always see the shiny side first.
Yeah, the honeymoon period.
Yes.
So don't get married,
right?
For at least 90 days.
Anyway, the results are in, and for the first 90 days and the second year in a row, the Korean brands have topped J.D. Power's initial quality study. By the way, Ford and Lincoln also placed in the top five, and that was for the very first time. When I read through the study, this was a study of a couple of thousand owners, and they looked at the number of problems that the owner experienced with the vehicle in the first 90 days of ownership. And the Koreans have done a really, really good job of finding out what people like and what people don't like,
mm-hmm.
and making the things that people like really, really simple to use. And therefore, their initial quality study comes out really, really good because people can use their cars.
Right.
The Bluetooth connectivity, which is a big problem with some cars, is very, very good in their vehicles. So it gives them a big leg up. They didn't have the same kind of problems that a number of manufacturers, especially of luxury cars, have had and have had in the study with the connectivity with the center console, all the driver assist stuff. Didn't have those problems with the Genesis, the Kia, or the Hyundai, and therefore they ended up on top again, which is really, really an amazing thing.
Is this one of those, I know we've talked about how some of them are advertisers, like maybe Genesis, Kia, and Hyundai advertise with J.D. Power, and so that's why they're
wink
at the top of the list?
It's not. Okay. J.D. Power is a very, very independent company. They do this testing on their own. They survey actual owners of cars for results.
Okay.
And so this is actually what you get as far as results. So just really quickly, if you looked at the top 10, it's Genesis, Kia, Hyundai, Ford, Lincoln, Chevrolet, Nissan, Dodge, Lexus, Toyota, and then finally Buick. So the one thing that I think that was striking to me was Toyota, Lexus didn't have more cars in the top 10 when it looked at the nameplates of the cars.
Mm-hmm.
If you look for the initial quality cars that did well, the small car was the Kia Rio, the small premium was the BMW 2, compact was the Kia Forte, compact sporty car, Mini Cooper. And I can tell you from experience, Mini Cooper may not have any problems to begin with, but over ownership term, they tend to have more problems. Genesis G70, the compact, a couple of things I thought were remarkable. The larger car, Nissan Maxima, the compact SUV, the Chevrolet Equinox, midsize pickup, the Ford Ranger.
That was a surprise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, again, a lot of the things that are reflected on these initial quality studies.
First 90 days.
The first 90 days. They're the connectivity. there, how easy it was to hook up the Bluetooth, things like that. And that's the kind of thing that, Hyundai Kia has done a really, really good job with. And some of the other manufacturers have tried to come up with the greatest, newest, latest program. And in doing so, they've caused themselves some problems. Midsize SUV, Hyundai Santa Fe. Midsize premium SUV, Lexus RX. Large SUV, I like this, Toyota Chevrolet Tahoe. Large premium SUV, Cadillac Escalade. Again, surprise, large light-duty pickup, Nissan Titan.
That's very surprising.
Yeah, especially when it's up against a Tundra.
Right.
You would think but
again,
that.
But again, first 90 days.
First 90 days.
And we aren't talking about resale value.
Right.
No.
This is quality in the first 90 days. So I really want to know quality in the third quarter of the fourth year.
Well, yeah. And that's, we'll also have some studies.
Let's have that.
That
study.
Yeah.
Of course, it won't be government funded.
Right.
Well, and some of these vehicles rated well because they didn't have a lot of equipment on them. If you'll remember, when Honda made their first premium cars, their first the first cars they brought over were not great vehicles. But once they started building great vehicles, late 70s, early 80s, mid 80s, they had a really, really Spartan interior. It did not have a lot of equipment on it, but nothing broke. And that's why they sold so many cars.
Listen, they tricked me. I did not have the faith in Hyundai way back in the day.
Right.
I did not. Or in Kia.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were cool looking, but I didn't have any faith in them. So they've done a good job.
We have an Autoflex Leasing fan texter who's a big fan of Hyundai.
Yep.
He says, I can attest to the quality of Hyundai. I've had three straight. He called them Sonatos. I'm thinking that's an autocorrect.
Yes.
He meant to say Sonatas. The last two came from Autoflex. They're awesome, reliable cars.
They are.
And it's activating his voice recognition stuff. Nice.
Okay, so here's another one, though. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Hey, guys, I have a Hyundai Veloster, and I've had problems with the volume control on the steering wheel and change the song button on there.
Oh, yeah, because you can change the... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not all... Again, the connectivity thing is a huge thing.
Right. See, it's not the engine you're having an issue with. It's just turning up or down your music.
And Kia, actually, Hyundai Kia does have a big recall for engine fires, but not in the first 90 days.
So it takes a little while for that oil to drip down on whatever it is that catches fire.
Right.
So it's not going to happen in the first 90.
But the first 90 days, they got no problems with the things that most people like.
I want to see something after like 3 years of ownership.
Is there a such thing as a 90-day lease?
No,
that's called enterprise.
Yeah.
Rent a car.
Anything less than 6 months is a rental.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So I was going to say, you could just keep doing 90 days, 90 right. days, 90, like a radio contract.
Well, they did attempt that, basically, with that subscription service.
Right.
That I think has
failed
miserably.
Well, there's another one out, though. There's always another subscription service out. There's a new one out this last week. So
pretty soon they'll just send you a car and a bill like they do with magazines. A magazine will show up at my house. I'm like, where'd this come from? And then a couple of weeks later, I get a bill.
Yep.
I'm like, I didn't order that. I'm not buying these magazines.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Yes, I'm in a Sonata. Okay. There you go.
Well, Sonato sounded delicious. Like, I would like one from Taco Bell, please. Yeah. Taco Bell Sonato. So California's been going back and forth with the administration.
Yeah.
And
this has turned into a real deal. And here's why. The California Air Quality Control Board, CARB. Has decided that they want to establish their own rules, and they've been doing it for years, for the amount of emissions that a car can have and run on the street in California. If you had been to L.A. in the late 70s, early 80s, you would have seen the yellow sky. You would have understood that. It's not that way now, but the California Air Quality Board continues to want to set their own criteria for pollution, and the EPA has now put their foot down and said, look, California doesn't get to decide what the rest of the country does. So California could actually, they could make rules that say you couldn't sell a car in California unless it met certain standards, which would mean the manufacturers have to build different cars. By the way, California has 14 states that have jumped in with it to be on the same bandwagon as the CARB is.
Which ones? Let me guess. Washington, Oregon, people on that coast for sure.
Yeah. So basically, it's turned into a standoff. They met again on Thursday to try to settle things out. and the representative from the EPA and the representative from CARB wouldn't even sit at the same table.
Oh, boy.
They've gotten it. It's turned into a real hate thing. And here's what it means, though.
Great.
I mean, really, for manufacturers, it's a big problem. Because they'd have to build, and they did, they used to have to build two different cars. They had to build California cars, and then they built everyone else's cars. And it was a huge pain. And people would never, if you drove a car in Texas, you would never want a California car.
Right.
Because the California cars didn't get as good a gas mileage because they had additional EPA equipment on them.
Yeah. Do you want fuel economy? You want clean air? I don't know what you're going to get.
Exactly.
Listen,
your choice.
When we were kids, our mom made us hold hands when we were in one of these deals until we started getting along again. We had to sit right next to each other and hold hands. That wasn't allowed.
I love that.
In the house. Why is this even being allowed? I'm so sick of politics turning into, let's see who can't get anything done.
Yeah. Just hold out.
Well, we're at a stalemate right now.
Well, but
yeah.
You know
there's
what?
Not, there's
in
no
the
movement.
Home, when mothers ran things, boy, they nipped those things in the bud instantly.
Here's my question.
Don't put me over there in California. I'll nip your bud.
If one side is saying we need 36 miles per gallon on each car, and another side is saying, no, we need 30 miles per gallon on each car, why can't they just meet in the middle and do 33 and everybody's good?
Okay, that's reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not reasonable.
Right.
These guys won't even sit at the same table together. Actually, it's
okay,
a guy and a
point.
Gal. And the EPA says that they have given California a proposal. And California has said they haven't given them a proposal. And so it's just a mess. And the manufacturers don't want to have to build two different cars.
Duh.
One car for 14 states and another car for the rest of us.
Yeah.
And then you get into, well, you can only sell certain cars in certain states.
You wouldn't be able to move out of California.
Well,
with your California car, you wouldn't be able to move into California with your Texas car, would you?
Well, and here's the other thing. What does that do to the resale value of that vehicle if you move it to a different state? Because in some states it would be worth more, in some states it would be worth less. All of that is small potatoes compared to having to build two different cars for two different areas of the United States. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be really, really interesting to see what happens this next week because it's going to come to a head. And they need to figure out a meeting place. The initial proposal was set up before this administration. This administration said, freeze it at 2020 and don't do anything else. Freeze it at the 2020 requirements and don't do anything else. The California Air Resource Board says, we want a lot more than that. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens this next week.
Hey, California, work on your drivers first. Why don't you work on narrowing it down? If you want things to be so strict and stringent, start with yourselves, please.
Yeah, with carpooling.
And then talk to the rest of us. All right.
Okay.
Which is a great AutoFlex Leasing fan texter question. How do you handle the factory warranty and maintenance items when leasing a 1 or 2 year old vehicle? Will I need to put on a new set of tires? Will I need to worry about the warranty expiring after 3 years typically?
Yes.
That's a great question.
Yeah. So the warranty is the warranty is the warranty. So if you buy a car that has a 3-year warranty or 4-year warranty or a 10-year warranty, the warranty is whatever period it is. By the way, the Kia Hyundai warranty is a 10-year warranty for the initial owner, but does not transfer to the second owner.
So think about that when leasing a pre-owned, right? You're still going to have to put an extended service agreement on it. That's what we would do is wrap it with an extended service agreement to match the lease term, right?
Mm-hmm.
And depending on the vehicle, you know, a 1-year-old vehicle usually doesn't need tires. But you budget that in. You know, when you're looking at your vehicle, go online. Find out what an average set of tires costs for that car. Okay? So you can budget that into your entire cost mentally if
right.
you're that organized. Me, I'm not. No. but if you're going to be that organized, also don't get into a vehicle that takes premium fuel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that way you can get the regular. Don't anybody waste your money on the mid-grade. So just add the extra protection. It is still going to be cheaper than that new car.
Right.
I mean, I would did that on 5-year leases on new cars. A lot of people would say 3 years is too fast. I don't want to have to do all of this again in 3 years. I got to come up with my sales tax. I got to make another decision and mm-hmm. test drive and yada, yada, yada. I want to do this once every 5 years. So we just budgeted in, put in the extended service agreement. They knew they would have to buy tires at some point. good to go. 5 years, boom, they get a new car. It's all done. All they had to do was worry about their payments.
Makes it easy.
Yes, I think so.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. There's a fan texter, and he's written a very, very long text.
So it's
text.
In multiples, so be patient with us.
It is, but here's the gist. How can a Nissan Maxima be better than a 5 Series BMW or an E-Class?
Are they talking about the consumer reports?
They're
the
talking about
JD
the JD Power study.
That's what I mean.
Okay,
that's
so
what I meant, JD Power.
It is the study of the first 90 days. And the E-Class and the 5 Series more than likely had more problems, or did have more problems in the first 90 days or complaints by the owners than the Nissan Maxima did. The Maxima may be very Spartan. Also, it may not have as up-to-date, it doesn't have brand new things on it that people would have trouble getting used to. So on the survey, the Maxima would rate above the E-Class or the 5 Series. It did. But in real life, eventually, they're going to be a better car, more than likely.
The BMW or the Nissan?
The BMW and the E-Class will be a better car than the Nissan.
You know, I want to say something about better. More expensive, like your bigger, fancier house isn't necessarily better than mine. It's different.
Right.
So let's talk about that. They can all be great cars. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of how much money you're going to spend on it and how many extra goodies, or how much more expensive your countertop is than my countertop.
Right. Better is subjective.
Because the bottom line is they all have to meet certain safety requirements. Mm-hmm. And well, personally...
There's a couple of things, too, in that study that came out that really, really are germane to the argument, because the bottom of the barrel, Land Rover, Jaguar, Mitsubishi, Alfa Romeo, and Volvo. And so, and those cars tend to have a lot of problems. And they have had.
But I believe a lot of these problems that are being... like you said, that are being mentioned, have to do with, well, I don't know how to operate my navigation system. Mm-hmm. So it's a complaint. Therefore, it goes into the mix with it's pulling to the left.
Right.
Or the engine light came on. Much more serious problems. I want to know what the problems are. That's why I want to see a 3-year ownership survey. Mm-hmm. After you've had it for 3 years, how many complaints do you have? Now you know how to run your Bluetooth and all that. Let's talk about engine and transmission, the real serious stuff.
Right.
Okay. And I understand volume on the steering wheel is very important to me.
Mm-hmm.
It is, because I'm a thumber, you know, that's what I like
thumber.
To do it.
A thumber.
I use my thumbs, you know, on those little
She's
buttons
a
there. Instead of reaching over, because I don't know all the stuff over there on the radio, but I know up and down.
Okay.
With my thumbs.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Sorry. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Kia, Hyundai. Have a lot of interchangeable parts. And again, I'm going to paraphrase this. Daughter had a Kia Sportage, was involved in an accident, found out it had a Hyundai engine in it. Yes, they are the same company.
So that would make sense.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like Toyota and Lexus.
Exactly.
Like Nissan and Infiniti.
Exactly. By the way, GM has now asked the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration to let it skip recalling 6 million trucks with Toyota. Pardon me, Takata airbags.
Yeah, if I'm driving one of those 6 million trucks...
I would be concerned.
Yeah.
There's a little more to the story,
well,
but...
The defect in the airbags has killed 24 people and injured 200 worldwide. That would be a problem. The biggest problem is it's going to cost GM $1.2 billion.
More?
Yeah, to do this recall.
Another...
And so they're trying to say that these 6 million airbags, these are okay. These aren't bad. But... We all already know that the airbags are affected by heat and humidity, so it's according to what part of the country you live in. It's according to how old it is. The reason they explode, by the way, is they use ammonium nitrate, which is a fertilizer. They use that as a propellant, and if ammonium nitrate is allowed to become humid, moist, and hot, it can be explosive, and what it does is it explodes and blows up the metal container that holds the airbag, and that sends shrapnel into the driver's face.
And so, passengers can get it too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So GM has asked the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration to let it skip recalling 6 million trucks. By the way, these trucks would be 2010 through 2014 Chevrolet Silverado.
Old ones.
Or a GMC Sierra. Silverado and Sierra light duty from 2010 to 2013, 2010 to 2014 Tahoes and Suburbans, 2010 through 14 Cadillac Escalades, and 2010 through 14 GMC Yukons.
A lot of it has to do where with where these vehicles live.
Sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. If you're up in the north where it's cold and dry, it's not as big an issue because it seems to take heat and humidity to ruin them, basically, make them explode. So, of course, it wouldn't matter where. If I lived in Wisconsin, I'd be like,
Wisconsin.
I'll have a new airbag, please. Thank you very much.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Hi, Autoflex. I currently drive a 2014 Mazda 6 that's pushing 116,000 miles. Woo-hoo. It's a good car. I average about 3,000 to 4,000 miles per month with my job. Is there a lease that would give me enough mileage, I would assume, to make sense to lease the car? What would be the least expensive way to go? I think a couple of things. Is your travel in your vehicle reimbursed?
Is it business related?
If it's reimbursed by the company, then I'm going to tell you not to get a new car, but to get a very lightly used pre-owned car, one that somebody's taken that first-year depreciation hit and you don't have to, and then drive it until the wheels come off.
And
Mazda's a good car, by the way.
But buy it or lease it.
Oh, I would think, well, again, if it's reimbursed, you buy a used car. If it's non-reimbursed and you can write the car off, then we need to look at what it would do to write you an open-end lease with the correct number of miles, because that's very, very important. And then you could use that as a write-off of your taxes, and that would help you there.
Now, oftentimes when we structure those, they're very similar to the purchase as far as payments in term, but you still get the write-off. So you don't feel that savings initially, but when you get your big fat check the next year, oh yeah.
Then you feel it.
Then you'll be like, oh, well, I love to lease. And it's easier for your accountant or yourself to calculate your tax savings on a lease versus trying to, okay, I drove this many miles, this is how much gas, this is how many times I got it serviced. Da, 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 da.
Oh, I've done that.
Okay, so I have a really, really long Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Why don't I read this during the break and I'll try to come back.
All right, we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Welcome back. It is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Larry. I am Sybil. You are the Tolos, and we can be reached at 877-881-1053. Autoflex can be reached at 10 a.m. at
any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area. Or if you want information on the flex buys that I'm about to talk about, you can get that at autoflex.com or at 888-234-1234 after 10 a.m. I want to tell you, these cars, these are super, super bargains, and here's why. What I'm going to give you is all-in pricing, and it means that this is all the car will cost you per month, and there's no down payment required, no taxes up front, no first payment, not for 45 days.
Awesome. You got to buy the gas and the insurance.
That's it. So how about a 2017 Dodge Journey XST with third row, $269 a month, no payment for 45 days? Or a 2019 Kia Optima LX, it's got blind spot warning, $289 a month. Again, no payment for 45 days. And finally, how about a 2018 Ford Escape SE? $289 a month. No down payment, no taxes due. It's not like those ads you see on television. This is really the monthly payment. No money out of pocket, no payment for 45 days. All of those are Flex Buy Specials. You can find them on Autoflex's website under Manager's Specials.
It amazes me every week because I know I say this all the time, but that is less than my weekly grocery bill.
Oh, I know. I know. It's really,
I'm
really
so
inexpensive.
Envious.
Girl, you
so
eat fancy food.
I want to give a shout out to some Tolos, by golly. Brian Webb got his vehicle, his Dart, from Manny Erebor, which is a little, it's nice that Brian listens to the show every Saturday. I appreciate that, Brian. Mm-hmm. But Manny normally works by referral only. So to get a car from Manny, it's pretty unusual.
You kind of got lucky to get in on that deal.
Absolutely.
Like, he's booked.
Ah.
That man is never without a customer.
Cameron Madkins got his Nissan Rogue from J.D. Quintana. Great vehicle, great guy JD is. And finally, Randy Evans got his Ford F-150 from Steve Mitchell, who, again, is a great, great guy. Huge guy.
What about Matt and Tanya?
Oh, yeah. Matt and Tanya Goins got their Toyota Highlander.
The one that we were reading about, the Save Money Mondays on.
Exactly.
Ah. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I didn't realize we had that, blah, blah, blah. I got to call them. Mm-hmm. They got it.
Nice.
Yeah, got it from Brian Roth.
Yep.
And picked it up day before yesterday.
Yep. It's a kid-approved car.
Kid-approved.
They texted us a picture. Kid approved, both their daughters out there in front of the car. It was really cute.
That's awesome.
I'll be posting that picture on Autoflex's Facebook page. You can read along with any of the stories we're doing on Autoflex's Facebook page. If you want to, like on that GM story.
There's always more info.
If you want to comment to the National Highway and Traffic and Safety Administration about what you think about GM not replacing the airbags in those 6 million trucks, there's a link at the bottom of the story that you can click on that will take you directly to the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration, and you can comment on that story or on your feelings.
And related to, you know, don't be like, tell it to the Tim and just start bringing in any kind of information. No. So the Mazda 6 guy, I don't know if you understood, but if you are a 1099 contractor and you get to write off your mileage, but you love the idea of ownership because of, and then the miles are, you're worried about the depreciation, you do a lease to own. So it's like buying it, but you get to write it off at the same time. So be sure and call Autoflex for more details on that. Don't try to just take our very brief synopsis and then roll with that, because those professionals will explain it all to you.
Okay, so here's a great Autoflex Leasing fan text, because this is a real deal. I drive a 2007 Toyota Camry. It's got 165,000 miles on it. I was recently told I have an air conditioner problem that will cost me about $3,000 to repair. My car is not worth $3,000. What should I do and what are my options? Okay, a couple of things. I would seek at least one more opinion as to how much it's going to cost to fix the car.
I say one opinion per thousand, so you need two more opinions.
Yeah.
So $3,000.
Last night, my next door neighbor came over. He had been to an auto parts store and had been quoted $197 for a part. And I went online and found that same part for $24.90.
Of course.
So it's just like your $3,000. I don't know that it will really cost $3,000 to fix the car. Now, so, first of all, get some other opinions on how much it's going to cost to fix. Secondly, how's your credit? Because if your credit is good, you're going to have a lot of options, but you're going to need to get out of that car and get into something else. And thirdly,
sell it up north where they don't use air conditioning very much.
That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. And I guess lastly, you're sort of in a spot, but you're really not in a spot. The car still runs and drives. Mm-hmm. It is Texas. It is the summer. You're going to have to do something pretty quickly.
I have just a little opinion or just a little tip to share with people that are out in the heat and don't have air conditioning. Not everybody has it.
Right.
Let's say you're on a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. Now, the nice breeze, that gives you a good cool down. But I went to a concert at the Arboretum one year. I was miserable. It was so hot. And I took an ice pack. So you just put ice in a baggie and wrap it around your neck right there at the base of your skull where mm-hmm. where your computer is. You know, that's where everything runs. If you keep that area cool, you can cruise in that 2007 Toyota Camry through this Texas summer. No problema. Seriously.
Good life hack.
And I just put it in a bandana now, and I'll tie one around my neck, like if I'm going to be out doing something in the weekend,
right.
Something with, I got to have my ice on my neck.
That, by the way, is not a permanent fix. It's not a permanent fix for a car with no air conditioning. So
you just have to keep a cooler full of ice in the car with you, because that will melt so fast. Trust me.
All right. Moving right along.
Well, you know, I've got the cheap way to do it, and he's got the expensive way to do it.
The IIHS came out with a survey this last week that said 48% of Tesla's customers misunderstood the autopilot's capabilities because of the name.
Of course.
Okay, now, wait a minute. Whose fault is that?
All right.
Right.
It's the driver, but I would agree. I mean, like, you hear autopilot, and you think, okay, I push a button, and it drives itself.
Well, and a couple of things that stuck out in the, and again, you can read this on Autoflex, the whole story on Autoflex's Facebook page. They said that providing proper orientation at a dealership was extremely important for anyone to understand what the driver assist programs actually do. Well, does that mean that you're going to talk to the guy that's job is to sell you what the car does?
Right.
Because he's not going to be really anxious to point out something it might not do that you should know about.
Exactly.
Right?
Can I just quickly tell you that this relates a lot to my experience at Autoflex over and over and over again. I can't tell you customers that would call, well, so-and-so said blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, he works for the Toyota store. All right. And I am an independent, so I can help you with any brand. And my goal is to make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because if you're happy, you'll come back and see me and possibly send a friend.
Right.
Like you I've always done.
Yes.
And everybody.
I do.
So keep that in mind. Sorry.
Okay.
Get back to the story.
Back to the story.
Squirrel.
Thank you. Part of the issue they say is that all the manufacturers have different names for their driver assist program because you've got the autopilot with Tesla, you've got Nissan's ProPilot Assist, you got Cadillac Super Cruise, you got hands-free driving with BMW or BMW's Driving Assist Plus. So there's a lot of different names, and all of these systems don't do the same thing. You cannot, by the way, go to sleep while driving down the highway.
Probably not a good idea.
That seems to be a favorite thing to people in California driving Teslas. There's videos every week now of somebody pulling beside someone, and the driver in the Tesla is out like a light. He's snoring.
I could never
His hands aren't on the wheel.
I'm a car sleeper.
Yeah.
You put me in there. I mean, you know how people take their babies for rides to put them to sleep. Do not, if you... Don't get a Tesla.
If you're a car sleeper.
People already kind of go to sleep as it is, you know, if they're on a long drive. And so,
Here's what I can tell you for sure, because I've driven them. If the lines on the highway aren't there,
that's true.
And there's no car in front of you, that car does not know what to do.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah.
It's like it's in outer space all of a sudden.
Ew.
The driver assist car that I drove through the Richardson-Plano-Allen corridor, the stripes weren't on the highway because it's all under construction.
Oh, right.
And it would tell me to take my hands off the, or to put my hands back on the wheel every 10 seconds because it had no idea where it was. We're not there yet.
Not there yet.
It kept wanting to be held.
Right.
I'm scared. I'm lost.
So here's the other thing. Domino's has come out with a delivery vehicle. It's not a car. It's a company called Nuro that builds these automated vehicles, and they are going to try to deliver pizzas to your home in Houston, if you live in Houston, from one of their locations by way of the Nuro vehicle.
So weird.
And well, so what they'll do is they'll text you a code, and you will need to leave your comfy chair.
Yeah, see, I'm not
go out in front, put the code into the box that has your, or the oven that has your pizza in it, and take your warm pizza out of the and back in your house.
Like a locker, basically.
It is like a locker.
Okay.
And they text you a code to get you in and get you out.
I'm with you, Tammy. I don't want that.
They're looking at Miami also. Well, why would they do this?
Well, probably to save money on having to pay a driver insurance and all the other things that come along with
it. If you're wondering about, and I'll explain it real quickly, if you're wondering about all of the automated car push that's going on right now from the manufacturers, if you're wondering about all of the car usage plans, so you pay X dollars a month and they give you a car to use and you can trade it in anytime you want to and that kind of thing, all of that is so the manufacturers will actually own all the cars. They'll deal directly with the public, and all of the automated car stuff is where people won't have to hire drivers because drivers are expensive.
I'm sorry,
it puts people out of work.
They're going to shoot themselves in their own foot. Here's why. We don't all want the same kind of thing. We don't, and most of us, okay, I'll speak for myself, being the control freak that I am. I don't want to ride with somebody else.
Right.
I want to do the driving. You can ask any of my friends. Back in the day, we'd go out partying. I always drove because when I wanted to leave, I was leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I didn't want to stay later and I didn't want to leave earlier than anybody. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, no, I wanted my own car. And the driverless thing, I just don't trust. That's the other thing about driving myself. I don't trust other people.
Okay, so
to do it right.
What if the vehicle doesn't drive itself, but there's a robot in the front seat?
No.
There's
that's
a company,
the same thing, a robot.
There's a company in Israel called iVobility, and they have built a robot that has arms and legs and has like a head and a torso.
Like C-3PO.
It could clean my house. I'll let it do that. It's not driving my car.
Think of Johnny Cab like in Total Recall.
Okay.
Okay? You just put it in the front seat, and it drives your car. It steers. It brakes. It has cameras that see exactly what the driver sees, and they think that this will have some kind of commercial viability for someone that wants an automated vehicle, and the vehicle is not automated.
What's the
it
difference?
It makes it automated.
What's the difference when there's no lines between
This
robot and the no robot?
I don't know.
That's okay, a great then. Question.
I'm just saying, I don't see any of this really working out.
Not just yet, anyways.
I think there could be some communities. Like, you could find some places where it's all that, like Jetson City.
Mm-hmm.
But then we got to go back out here and, you know.
Yeah.
Move the cattle over here and get the vet to come out and inseminate them and do all this stuff. And you can't do that with a driverless car on a ranch. I'm sorry. There's no lines at the ranch.
Well, they're going to use these. Honestly, these will be used in confined situations.
I think that's the only way.
With mapped areas that can be programmed into the vehicle or into the robot. And it'll be a people mover. Maybe you work on a big campus. Mm-hmm. You can park, and this people mover will come around and pick you up.
Let Google
maybe
have them.
Maybe you go to a Cowboy game, and the car will come around and pick you up and take you to the gate.
Because it only has to go straight.
Exactly.
Again, unless it's a Six Flags situation where they all, like, you know how they have their own little lane, those little cars, and they will only go so fast.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody could, like, it could run over you probably, and you wouldn't even get hurt.
Right. I like this Autoflex Leasing fan text. We're talking about the Domino's pizza robot that delivers, and somebody said, do you still have to tip the delivery robot? I don't know. I doubt it. I think we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Thank you, Big Voice Man. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Larry, Sybil, and you, the Tolos, chiming in at 877-881-1053. Or you can call Autoflex in 13 minutes at
any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234, where you can also find out about the specials that I'm going to talk about right now. These are Flex Buy Specials, which means they are a purchase. The vehicle is in your name. The guaranteed resale value may be the biggest benefit because cars do go up and down, so you get a guaranteed resale value the day you get it. There is absolutely no money out of pocket required to reach these payments. You do have to have good credit. I'll say that. But no money out of pocket to reach these payments. And they are amazing. How about a 2019 Nissan Pathfinder SV? It's got three rows. It's got blind spot. It's $379 a month. And you don't make a payment for 45 days. No money out of pocket. Luxury vehicles. How about a 2016 RX350? It's got sunroof. It's got nav. It's got blind spot. Only $569 a month. Again, no payment for 45 days. It's not like the ads you see on TV that require $8,000
right,
and are based on 10,000 miles a year and that kind of thing. Finally, absolute luxury car, 2018 Jag F-Pace S model. It's got a sunroof, got nav, got blind spot, $829 a month. No money out of pocket. You can't get that car anywhere else for that kind of price.
I know, and I want that car. That's my dream car.
Oh, that's an awesome car, just an awesome car. So if you're interested in any of these cars, go to autoflex.com. You can see the details there. Give us a call at 888-234-1234. They'll explain all of the neat stuff to you. But, hey, it's a bargain. And they are marked down because we've had them a little too long. We'd like them to go home with you. Also, I want to give a quick shout-out to Dean and Melissa Burrell. This is second car. They just got a new 2019 Toyota 4Runner from Jody Lott. Nice. They are commercial customers. They lease for their business.
Nice.
So I want a big shout out to Dean and Marissa Burrell. Thanks for coming back to Autoflex. Thanks for being Tolos. Also, Gary Dotson got his 19 Ram pickup from Daniel Roark at Autoflex. Lonnie Redding got his Jeep Wrangler from Jack Johnson.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. and for calling AutoFlex.
All the business.
Yes, indeed.
Bring it on down to AutoFlex.
Okay, I wasn't going to read this, but I will now. Would you guys do me a solid and turn Tammy's mic off?
That is a legit fan text.
AutoFlex, they see fan text. If a lease vehicle is involved in a collision, does the vehicle have to be repaired with new OEM parts? The major insurance carrier I work for would not pay up for non-OEM recycled refurbished parts, and the consumer was responsible for the difference if they use new parts. So basically, he's saying that his insurance company wouldn't pay for new parts. They would only pay for refurbished or non-OEM parts, and if he wanted OEM parts, he had to pay the difference. I'm going to have to... I don't
kind of like going out of network with your PPO.
Right.
Yeah, kind of. So here's the thing. You can have your car repaired anywhere you want to. The use of parts, I think, is between you and your insurance company. Mm-hmm. They may tell you that, but when push comes to shove, I think they pretty well got to do it.
I would find out about, you know, warranty. Is the factory still going to warranty the car, you know, depending on the age, et cetera?
Mm-hmm.
Will it be warrantied?
That's a good point.
I remember that one of our clients wrecked a pretty expensive Mercedes in the first few months.
Mm-hmm.
And it needed an entirely new wiring harness, according to Mercedes. Otherwise, they would not keep the factory warranty valid.
Right.
So there was a long battle between the insurance company and him, which fortunately the collision center that I sent him to is an expert at doing this. They finally got it all worked out where they'd get the new wiring harness. But that alone was going to be like $15,000.
That was an SL.
And so they didn't total the car because it was $100,000 car to begin with. But when you get into that kind of money, it's absurd.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, this guy worked in the insurance industry. He said he worked for a major insurance carrier.
But yeah. I don't think he was saying it was his own vehicle.
Oh, gotcha.
He was just talking about that, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
for sure.
I think it's between you and your insurance company. I know you can have your car repaired anywhere you want to.
But
they can't tell you where to repair your car. If there's an industry standard and they are only obligated to live up to the industry standard, and that's the standard that they're talking about, you're probably going to have to go with that. By the way, if you have leased a vehicle and you're in an accident, the big difference in a lease and a retail is when you go to sell or trade in the car. When somebody brings AutoFlex a car to trade in, if it's had paint work, it's worth less money.
Yeah.
Even if it's just hail damage.
We knock the value down because of the paint work.
Because nobody will pay.
If you had leased that car, you just turn it in and walk away.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect you.
You don't fade that heat. But explain to him why we knocked that price down. It's not to be mean.
Oh, no. You can't get as much for the car.
The market knocks it. Not AutoFlex. AutoFlex doesn't decide the market on a car. We use all the resources possible to get you the most money.
Right.
But daggummit, you know, even if it wasn't your fault, even if somebody, you know, smashed into you, it's still going to affect you. Therefore, if you get hit, go for the diminished value.
Okay,
the other person's insurance company.
Yeah, because they will pay. AutoFlex Leasing Fantex, do you have to return a lease with new tires? No, they do not have to be new, but they have to be serviceable. And every lease will tell you how many inches of tread must be on the car when it's when it's turned in. Also, the tires and the spare need to match.
Yeah,
if they
all
don't
the
match,
brand.
They can ding you.
You can't go with 4 different brands or even 2. They don't like that.
Right.
People want the... Because the consumers wind up wanting the tires to match.
Of course.
Everything is the end result of us. All this nonsense we create for ourselves, we did it.
Okay. So, Burt Reynolds passed on last September. Burt Reynolds was famous, maybe most famous, for Smokey and the Bandit.
For real.
I was going to say his mustache.
Well, that and he did a Playboy spread if you're old enough, or Playgirl spread if you're old enough.
Right.
He did the first nude male spread. But
yeah,
anyway.
His mustache.
The other thing he was famous for was the Pontiac Trans Am that he drove in Smokey and the Bandit. And this last week at an auction, that Trans Am sold for $317,500.
It was the actual one that he drove?
It was not. It was a replica.
Oh.
But it was his personal vehicle.
But it was his. So.
And it was the black Trans Am with a gold eagle on the hood and all that neat stuff. By the way, the writer of this story said he believes It's the same car that was bought at Barrett Jackson at an auction in 2018 for $192,500. Not a bad profit.
Wow.
Buy it at $192,500 in 18 and sell it for $317,500 in 2019. If you want to see that, see the car, see all of the story, Autoflex Leasing's Facebook page has that. Also, on the Autoflex Leasing Facebook page, we did have a texter in that said that he had posted a link to the video on the driverless Domino vehicle on our Facebook page under the story, and we appreciate that.
Yes, thank you for participating, and thanks for everybody for participating when you text in. If we didn't have time to read your text, you can call Autoflex in 5 minutes at 817 or 214-234-1234 or autoflex.com. We'll be back next Saturday morning, 9 a.m., coming up next is the Fan Jam. Thank you to Larry for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.